Good afternoon. This is Rick Harmon, and this is our BGZ Livecast. Haven't had one of these in quite a while now, and I've wanted to do so many different things here with this. And the first thing I'm going to have to do is come over here and turn my monitor down. Hold on just a second, please. All right, sorry about that. Had my, you probably hear one of the computers in the background. Got a computer monitor me so I can make sure I'm on the air. But as I said, we haven't done one of these in quite a while, and I haven't done a lot of stuff here in quite a while on the Blind Geek Zone website, and I do apologize for that. Just really been busy. I have quite a few clients here on various days of the week. Don't always get a lot of time to devote to Blind Geek Zone. And also, like
morning.
I've said, kind of been pondering some changes to the Blind Geek Zone website. So, but I want to do one of these today, and we got a lot of interesting things here to cover. First of which is we're going to demonstrate Apple TV. Apple TV is, you probably know, is a little set-top device that Apple sells that allows you to listen to various streaming outputs of TV and audio out there. If you joined me here in the last 45 minutes or so, we were streaming some radio stations from the Apple TV, and for a little while we were listening to the latest This Week in Tech from July 3rd. Leo Laporte and his gang were talking about Google Plus and other things like that. Some of the other things I would like to cover, and this is going to get interesting because I'm going to have to switch input sources here several times to do this, and this show hasn't been rehearsed or anything, so we're just going to do this on the fly. I want to show you some stuff on the iPod Touch 4. I don't know if I've demonstrated the iPod Touch 4 yet to anybody. I got that a couple months ago. In June. It's my one of my latest acquisitions. Another is I got a MacBook Pro here just a couple of weeks ago, and I've been playing with that. Get real gutsy here today. We might try to put Fusion on it. I see if we can do this or not. Other than that, I might hook up the Windows 7 box here and show some stuff about IE9, the latest browser that is available for Windows Vista and Windows 7 out there. That's been out for a little while now. There's some differences that are interesting that, as far as downloading and stuff, that might be worth showing if people are interested. If you want to talk to me here, I have the other computer up and running, and it has Twitter running on it. If you want to talk to me here at Twitter, you can do so, and I imagine the bulk of you listening are doing just that. It is the @ Rickster the Geek, all one word, RickStertheGeek. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me there. You can comment. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you want to hear. If you want to do this through email, I'll try and monitor email as well. rharmon, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, @blind-geek-zone.net. And let's just make sure everything is still working here. Hey, we got 9 listeners. Cool. And we turn this down a wee bit. No mentions. And Missy Hopp's here. She wants Missy Hoppy. She wants to know she can have some ice cream. And sorry. No ice cream today, Missy. Okay. First up here is Apple TV. And we have the Apple TV hooked into the inputs here so I can get its audio out. And I've had a little bit of troubles with this, but I think we've got it licked today. For those of you who don't know what the Apple TV is, it's a set-top device, like I was saying earlier. It's a little tiny thing. It's about, maybe half an inch thick, maybe 3/4 inch thick, by about 2 inches wide, by about 2 inches deep. It hooks up to your internet via either Wi-Fi or Ethernet connections. It hooks to a television via HDMI connections. So if you're going to use this, unfortunately, you're going to need a modern LCD type of TV, a flat screen TV with HDMI input capabilities. Otherwise, you just really can't use it. There's no way. The only other output is an optical sound output, a digital output. And you could perhaps get that somehow into something, but my understanding is if the HDMI connector is not hooked up to a valid input source, then anything that is protected just simply will not play. So that probably would allow some things to work, but would allow lots of other things to not work. What this basically is it's kind of like iTunes for your set-top box. You have access to quite a bit of things you would get on iTunes, you know, like movies, TV shows, things like that. You have internet access to various things like Netflix, YouTube, the latest versions of the firmware, the National Baseball League, the National Basketball League. These can all be used for fees, of course. Netflix also is for fee. But let's see here. Let's just see if we can get this thing up and running here.
In main menu, movies, top movies, button, okay. 1 of 4.
And it's awake now. And this is used with a nice, simple little remote. It's a neat little remote made out of aluminum. It's about, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches long, about an inch wide, about a quarter of an inch thick. Very small little remote. Up at the top of it, it has a ring that you use for left, right, up, down. In the center of it, there's a button that's used for selecting, okay, play, stop. Below that, you have a button on the left that's kind of has an indent. And that will stop or back you up a menu. To the right of that, you have another button. Oh, I'm trying to remember exactly what it is. It's
top movies button, 1 of 4.
I forget what it does. When you first turn the unit on, and anybody buying one of these now, $99 at the Apple Store or through apple.com through the Apple Store online, you can get one of these. When you turn it on, it will automatically come up speaking. It will say, "Welcome to Apple TV. If you need voiceover, press the right lower button 3 times. And when you do that, it will say voiceover on, just like basically how the iPhones, iPod, and iPads will work when iOS 5 is released here in the fall. You can pick up one of these units, just hit the, I guess you could call this the home button, it's sort of kind of like that, 3 times, and it will turn voiceover on automatically for you. So automatic access to these without sighted help, which is really, really great. All right, let's show you a little bit of this. You don't want to sit and listen to me ramble on and on and on. You want to hear the Apple TV. So let's do this.
Top movies, button, 1 of 4.
And we have menu choices here. And this is the leftmost one. And it's movies. from iTunes. If I arrow down into it.
Genres. Button. 2 of 4.
Get into genres.
Search. Button. 3 of 4.
We can search for things.
In theaters. Button. 4 of 4.
This is theater trailers.
In theaters. Button. 4 of 4.
That is the bottom. Well, let's just go into one of these.
Loading. Into
trailers here.
In theaters. Abduction. 1 of 124.
And we've got 124 of these. Let's just pick one.
The Art of Getting By. 8 of 100. The Best and the Brightest. 15 of Cars 2. 22 of 124.
Yeah, we do Cars 2 here. And I'll hit my center button here to select it.
Play. HD content. Button. Cars 2. G. Star Rassiker Lightning McQueen. Voice of Owen Wilson. And the incomparable Tow Truck Mater. Voice of Larry the Cable Guy. Take their friendship to exciting new places in Cars 2 when they head overseas to compete in the first ever World Grand Prix to determine the world's fastest car. But the road to the championship is filled with plenty of potholes. Detours and hilarious surprises when Mater gets caught up in an intriguing adventure of his own. International espionage. Torn between assisting Lightning McQueen in the high-profile race and towing the line in a top-secret spy mission. Mater's action-packed journey lets him on an explosive chase through the streets of Japan and Europe. Trailed by his friends and watched by the whole world. Adding to the fast-paced fun is a colorful new all-car cast that includes secret agents, menacing villains and international racing competitors. Details. Family. In theaters. 6:24:11:03 minutes. HD content. Actors. Owen Wilson. Larry the Cable Guy. Michael Caine. Emily Mortimer. Bonnie Hunt. Tony Shalhoub. Cheech Marin. Jason Isaacs. Joe Mantegna. Peter Jacobson. Thomas Kretschmann. Guido Quaroni. Lloyd Scher. Paul Dooley. John Ratzenberger. Jennifer Lewis. Michael Wallace. Catherine Helmond. John Turturro. Franco Nero. Vanessa Redgrave. Eddie Izzard. Bruce Campbell. Michelle Michaelis. Jeff Gordon.
Daryl Waltrip.
Lewis Hamilton. David Hobbs. Director. John Lasseter.
But as you can see there, VoiceOver reads the entire screen. It tells us what this particular item is about, gives us a description of it. It told us who is in it, who's directing it, all that good stuff. Now, if I want to play it, I can just hit my center button here. And it should start. Well, come on. Be nice. Okay, let's see what's going on here.
Play. HD content. Button.
Okay, let's try it.
Cars 2. G. Star Rap.
I had this problem the other day. I don't know what is causing this because I have the HDMI plug hooked up. The output of this is coming out of the TV set and clear across the room over to one of the computers and the line in. And it's doing the same thing it did to me the other day for some weird reason. It's not playing. There it goes.
Would you like to come and see the world with me?
You mean it?
It is my absolute honor to introduce to you the first ever World Grand Prix.
Woo-hoo! Go McQueen!
Oh, that's funny right there.
Just shot!
McQueen. See you at the race.
Yes, you will see, Francesco. Like this.
He is so getting beat tomorrow.
These Americans are clearly master spies.
Excuse me, ma'am.
This cannot be him.
Is he American?
Look out, lady. Mater's fitting again funky.
Extremely.
Then it's him. Finn McMissile. British intelligence.
Oh, Mater. Average intelligence.
McQueen and Francesco duel for that inside line as they head toward the first turn.
Lightning McQueen cannot win the race.
Instead of saying ka-chow, he's gonna go kaboom.
McQueen needs your help, mate.
All right.
And you know I'm just totally
this is cover.
Brilliant.
Am I missing something?
No one realizes that.
There we go. And we've paused it. And I can back up here now.
Play. HD content. Button. Cars 2. G. Star Massacre Lightning McQueen. Voice of Owen Wilson. And the incomparable tow truck Mater. Voice of Larry the Cable. Navigation controls hidden.
It'll tell me my controls are hidden. And I can back up again. Come on.
In theaters. Cars 2. 22 of 124.
Okay, let's back up again here.
In main menu. Movies. In theaters.
We're
button.
Back to
4
the main menu.
In main menu. In TV shows. Top TV shows.
And if I right arrow once in the main menu, we get into TV, and again we can down arrow.
Genres. Button. 2 of 4.
We got genres.
TV networks. Button. 3 of 4.
TV networks.
Search. Button. And 4 of 4. TV networks. Button. 3 of 4.
And we'll go in here. Just look around.
In TV networks. 20th Century Fox. Button. ABC, button. ABC Family, button. ABC News, button. BBC America, button.
And if we go in here.
In BBC America. Doctor Who. Season 6. Part 1. 1 of 50.
Yeah, we get various things from BBC America here that we could watch. Doctor Who is always popular. Let's go in here.
In Doctor Who. Season 6. Part 1. 1. The Impossible Astronaut. 4/23. Button. 1. The Impossible Astronaut. Doctor Who. Season 6.
We're in a list
part
here.
Part 1. $0.99. Released. 4.23.11.44. Minutes. BBC America. HD content. Dolby Digital. TV PG. 5 stars. 1049. 4 envelopes. Number 2. 3 and 4. Each containing a date. Time and map reference. Unsigned. But TARDIS Blue. Who sent them, and who received the missing number
and
one? This strange summons reunites
the
Doctor,
about
Amy,
it.
Rory, and River Song in the middle of the Utah Desert and unveils a terrible secret the Doctor's friends must never reveal to him, placing his life entirely in their hands. The Doctor agrees to search for the recipient of the fourth envelope. Just who is Canton Everett Delaware III, and what is the relevance of their only other clue? Space 1969? Their quest lands them, quite literally, in the Oval Office, where they are enlisted by President Nixon himself to assist enigmatic former FBI agent Canton in saving a terrified little girl from a mysterious... 2. Day of the Moon. 4/30. Button.
We get the next show.
2. Day of the Moon. Doctor Who. 3. The Curse of the Black Spot. 5/7. Button.
Now if we want to select one of these,
3.
I can just hit
the
my
curse
center
of the black
button.
Spot. Preview. Button.
Now
3.
If we want to
the
buy
curse of the
this,
black spot. Doctor
it's 99
Who.
Cents.
Season 6.
But we can,
part
we
one.
Can just do a preview
TVPG.
Here.
The TARDIS is maroon.
We made no signal.
Our sensors picked you up. Ship in distress.
Sensors?
Yes. Okay, problem word, 17th century. My ship automatically noticed-ish that your ship was having some bother.
That big blue crate.
That is more magic, Captain Avery, their spirits. How else would they have found their way below decks?
Well, I want to say multidimensional engineering, but since you had a problem with sensors, I won't go there. Look, I'm the Doctor. This is Amy, Rory. We're sailors!
Preview.
And there
button.
You go.
3. The Curse of the Black Spot. Doctor Who. Season 6. Part
and
1.
And again, it'll
TVPG.
Start...
The TARDIS is marooned on board a 17th century pirate ship whose crew are being lured
show?
To their death by a beautiful siren. When the captain's son is taken, the implacable pirate must place his life in the Doctor's hands and with
and
him. In Doctor Who. Season 6. Part... In BBC America. Doctor Who. Season 6. Part
and
1.
And these first two menus are all pay stuff.
In TV networks. BBC America. Button. In main menu. TV shows.
And
TV
I've
networks.
Backed up
button.
To the main
three
menu
four.
Now. We can right arrow again.
In internet. Podcasts. Button. 5 of 8.
Now we're in the internet menu and we got all kinds of goodies here. Let me arrow up. Get up to the top.
Netflix. Button. 1 of 8.
We have Netflix.
MLB TV. Button.
We have
2 of 8.
MLB TV, which is baseball.
NBA. Button,
NBA, which is basketball.
YouTube. Button. 4 of 8.
YouTube. which is kind of neat. You can go through here and browse through things and play different things on YouTube, just like you were on your computer, and it plays it right on your TV.
Podcasts, button, 5 of 8.
Podcasts, these are all kinds of different podcasts, so we'll maybe go in here and show a thing or two.
Mobile Me, button, 6 of 8.
Mobile Me, and I think that's for video and pictures and stuff that people with Mobile Me accounts can access to.
Flickr, button, 7 of 8.
And we have Flickr, which is a picture service.
Radio, button, 8 of 8.
And we have radio. This is all kinds of different genres of internet radio. If I go in here.
Loading internet radio stations in categories. Adult contemporary, button, 1 of 25.
Yeah, we got 25 different categories here.
Alternative rock, ambient, button, blues, button, four, classic rock, classical, button, college, university, button, comedy, button, 8 of 25.
And if we go into one of these,
Abacus FM Goon Show, button, 1 of 33.
We'll have Abacus FM choices.
Goon Show.
We
Abacus FM Goon Show constantly plays random episodes of the Goon Show. Genre,
comedies here.
Length. ACB Radio Treasure Trove, button, 2 of 33.
ACB Radio Treasure Trove. That's interesting.
The best in classic radio drama and comedy.
This is
from the American Council of the Blind.
Radio.
Genre, comedy, length, continuous.
What the heck? We'll go in here.
Loading. ACB Radio Treasure Trove. Internet radio. 2 of 33.
Well, that was that. I had to get back to the Green Parrot, dangerous as that was, and wait for Barney's call.
Yeah,
I had less than an hour to make that connection.
To all, it's a different old-time radio.
Hey, wait.
Pause.
We'll pause that. Go back up.
ACB Radio Treasure Trove, button, 2 of... Barry, button, 3 of 33. Barry, mildly amusing radio. Genre, comedy, length, continuous.
And on each one of these, it gives a description.
BBC Radio 4 Extra High. Button, 4 of 33.
We can go in here.
BBC Radio 4. 4 Extra High. Loading.
Enough for a dessert.
BBC Radio 4 Extra High. Internet radio. 4 of 33.
Some, it says so on the leaflet.
British comedy.
An aphrodisiac too. A love potion.
Oh.
You've put a love potion in the nation's milk supply.
And we can pause that.
And here is the news read by John Curl. Reports are...
Pause.
Let's back up out of this. Come on.
BBC Radio 4 Extra High. Button, 4 of 33. BBC Radio in categories. College University. Button, 8 of 26.
Okay, we'll back out of this.
In main menu. Internet. Radio. Button, 8. Flickr, Mobile Me, Podcasts, button, 5
Let's
of 8.
Let's go into Podcasts here.
Top Podcasts, button, 2 of 5. Genres, Providers, button, 4 of, Search, button, 5 of 5.
And you notice all of these menus are pretty much the same. You have Search, you have Genres, you have Top.
Providers, button, 4 Genres, button,
genres
3 of
here.
5. In genres. Arts. Button. Business. Button. Comedy. Button. Education. Button. Games and hobbies. Button.
Yeah, we have all these different categories. Let's go down to technology.
Government and organization. Science and medicine. But society and culture. Sports and recreation. Technology. Button.
Go in here.
Accessing in technology. Top podcasts. The Critical Path. 5x5. 1 of 50. In new and notable. The Critical Path. 5x5. 1 of 16.
And then we have different categories in here.
In featured. The Talk Show. 5x5. 1 of 18. Tech News Today. Tom Merritt. Sarah Lane. iOS Actor and Jason Howell. 7 of 18. Knit Circuits with David Pope video. The New York Times. Knit Circuits with David Pope video.
Okay, the New York Times. We come back up.
In top podcasts. The Critical Path. 5x5. This Week in Tech, MP3 edition.
Yeah,
Leo Laporte and the Tweeties.
In each one of these categories, you can go right or left to access the different shows.
Lifehacker, HDMP, Tech Stuff, How Stuff, Leo Laporte, The Tech Guy, Leo Laporte, 5 of 50.
And then say you want to listen to one of these. Some of these are audio, some of these are
Leo Laporte,
video.
The Tech Guy, Leo Laporte, The Tech Guy, 784, 7/3, button.
Now we're in a
Leo
list.
Laporte, The Tech Guy, 784, clean. The new Google product, Google Plus, digitizing film, mobile phone features, your calls, and more. Provider, Leo Laporte. Genre, software, how to. Format,
description,
audio, length, 1:50 hours and 6 minutes.
Number
release,
of these?
7311. Leo Laporte, The Tech Guy, 783. 7/3, button. Leo Laporte, The Tech Guy, 782. 7/3, button. Leo Laporte, The Tech Guy, 781. 7/3, button.
Yeah, we could pick any one of these. We can go into it. Hit the center
button. Leo Laporte, The Tech. Loading. Leo Laporte, The Tech Guy, 781. Leo Laporte. 1 of 1.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
And you can also.
Bandwidth for The Tech Guy is provided by Cashfly.
Often.
CACHEFLY.
Fast forward, rewind through these.
Blood led
544
weavers in a famous rebellion. They were the Luddites, and destroyed the automatic looms. Where I pushed
11,
you off the 29. Edge of the building, and then caught your fingertips as you fell.
Yeah, moving forward.
And I yanked you back up under the roof to talk. Let's talk.
Website 17, don't mind
14.
Spending the money for a more premium website. And or to upgrade it. I want the website.
17,
and don't mind
14,
spending the
11,
where I pushed you off. Blood
5,
led
44.
A group of weavers.
0, 0, 0.
And then we're back to the beginning. Nice thing about this is any one of these that you go into and listen to and come back to, it remembers where you're at. So that's nice. You come back to this later on. So you've listened to half of it. You can finish it out. And it remembers where you left off. It comes in very, very handy. Let's back out of this. And the reason this is kind of being sluggish is it's the remote. I am quite a distance from the
play,
Apple
button.
TV.
Leo Laporte, The Tech Guy, 781. Leo Laporte, The Tech Guy, Leo Laporte. Clean. Alternatives to making a flash-based website. Troubleshooting Wi-Fi problems. Upscaling DVD playback on your computer. And your calls. In technology. Talk podcasts.
The
Leo Laporte,
distance
the tech
on
guy.
The remote is somewhat
Leo Laporte,
limited.
5 of 50. In genres. Technology. Button. Genres. Button. 3 of 5.
Okay.
In main menu. Internet. Podcasts. Button. 5 of 8.
And we're back to the internet menu.
YouTube. Button. 4 of 8.
Let's go into YouTube here.
In YouTube. Featured. Button.
And I'll check Twitter and email here in a couple of minutes to see what questions you might have. Just want to show you a few more things here. Okay, we're in YouTube now.
Most viewed button.
And I can just down arrow through this like it was on a website.
Most recent button. Top rated button. History button. Search button. Login button.
And let's
search button.
We'll do one here for Missy.
In search space full keyboard A button. Alpha.
Let's see if I can do this.
Press play pause button to change keyboards.
Gonna have to use the keyboard here.
G button. Golf. H button. I button.
I.
India. I. O button. U. 1. Delete button. 7 button. 1 button. 7 button. Delete. Delete button.
Oh, come on.
Space button.
Space.
I. 5 button. 5. 5. Y button. Y but Y button. S button. IS.
Oh, no, you had a space there. Now, why did you do that for?
Button. Tango. I Street.
Oh, this thing's making me mad.
Z. Button. 6. Space. Space. Delete. Button. T. Deleted. S. Deleted. Space. Button. I. I.
Kiss.
5. Y. S. Button. I S.
Why in the hell did it not put the space in? It's doing it again.
Space. Button. Space. Button. I S. I S. Delete. Button.
Oh, you...
Space. Space. Delete. Seven. One. U. Button. O. Button. N. M. M. G. Button. H. I. Button. I. U. Delete. Button. Space. Button. I. Space. Button. I. Five. Button. Y. Button. S. Button. I. S. T. Button. I. Street. N. Button. November. M. Button. G. Button. G. G. A. Button. B. But. C. D. Button. E. Button. Echo. I. Step. D. But. C. Button.
Oh, I see what's
B. Button. A. Button. I. St. G. Button. H. I. But. J. But. K. Button. L. Button. I. Steal. R. F. Clear. Button. Delete. But. Space. Button. I. Steal. 5. Button. Y. Button. S. Button. M. Button. N. But. O. P. Button. I. Steal. P. J. Button. D. Button. E. Button. I. Steal. K.
And I'm using the virtual keyboard to do this with the remote. S. T. P. E.
F. Button. L. But. R. Button. X. Button. R. But. Is a low P.E. ratio always a... I. Full keyboard. Clear. Button. Clear. Button. 0. Button. 4. Button. X. Button. X. W. Button. V. Button. U. Button. T. Button. I steal pet. S. S. Button. I steal pets.
Okay.
Y. Button. 5. Button. Space. Space. Button. Delete. Clear. Button. I steal pets. Rachel Dostoff. 258. 112,503 views.
And then I write
stars.
Arrow enough here, and it's showing me one. If I hit
Song
enter here.
For purchase on
so I'm sure you can do this. And this is a crazy YouTube video that's been going around on Twitter.
School is really boring. Can't wait for the bell to ring. Because tonight I'm hanging with all of my friends. Gonna party through the night. Karaoke, pillow fights. The music's loud, the lights are bright. It never ends. I have so many friends. So many friends. Cause I steal pets from the popular people. And then dress the pets up like the popular people. I steal pets from the popular...
Yeah. Okay. And then I can play.
I don't think you can fast forward. I steal pets from the popular people and then dress the pets up like the popular people. I steal pets.
But that's YouTube. And just wanted to do a YouTube search there. And I knew some of you would recognize that. All right, let me stop here just for a minute before I go into Netflix. And let's see what's on Twitter here. Stephen Guerra's here, and Missy's here, and Toonhead's here. Okay, that's all I see. I don't see any specific questions, so we'll go on. Let's back out of this.
In I Steal Pets. Resume. Button.
Back up.
In Search. I Steal Pets. Rachel Dostoff.
Okay.
258. 112,500. Full keyboard. Clear. Button.
Back up.
In YouTube. Search. Button. Login. Button. Login. Button. Search. History. Top rated. But most recent. Button.
We go
in most recent.
Look through.
You can never fall too far. Cromwell Anglesey. 1. 12. 7 views. 0 stars. Dimmock Fat Gay OFLV. Sumithits. Ilion Thebed. Elect. DSCN 6029. Rhythmic Music. Logan's Great Send Off. Catherine Uishert. 3. 33. Receptions 2010 MP4.
So there you 2010. See YouTube. 3,
22.
You
zero
can easily
zero stars.
Maneuver through that. Let's back out
in
of
YouTube.
This.
Most recent. Button. In main menu. Internet. YouTube.
Okay.
Button. NBA. Button. 3. MLB TV. Button. Netflix. Button. 1 of 8.
I'm going to go into Netflix here because Netflix is probably the thing most people are interested in, more so than the MLB and the NBA. So go in here.
Accessing Netflix. In Netflix. Suggestions for you. Button.
Okay, and Netflix is a pay service too. It's $7.99 a month for streaming, and it gives you a fair bit of access to movies and TV. Let's go down through here.
Recently watched. Button.
And I can go back to things that I've recently watched.
Genres. Button.
And get into genres.
TV shows. Button.
TV shows.
New arrivals.
New
button.
Arrivals.
Instant queue. Button.
If I put something in the instant queue, I can get to it from here.
Search. Button.
I can search.
Log out. Button.
I can log out, which I don't want to do.
Search. Button. Instant queue. Button. New arrivals. Button. TV shows.
Let's
button.
Go to TV shows.
In TV shows. Netflix. New arrivals. TV shows. The Avengers. Earth's Mightiest Heroes. 1 of 51. In TV dramas. Camelot. 1 of 11.
And again, we have various areas we can up and down arrow through.
In TV comedies. The Jeff Dunham Show. 1 of 51.
And if we see something we like, then we can left and right arrow through it.
Family Guy. 2 of 51.
Family Guy.
Futurama the Movie. Bender's Big Score.
Futurama.
3 of 51. Nick Swardson's Pretend Time. 4 of South Park. 5 of 51.
South Park. All your little comedy shows here.
Archer. 6 of 51. American Dad. 7 of 50. The League. 8 of 51. Futurama. Bender's Game. Parks and Recreation. Futurama. Into the Wild Green Yonder. Mr. Bean. The Whole Bean. Arrested Development. The Office. U.S. South Park. The Cult of Futurama. The Beast with South Park Spooktacular. Futurama. 18. South Park. The Hit. Party Down. 20 of 50. The Whitest Kids You Know. 20. Blue Mountain State. 20. Charm. 23 of 51. Trailer Park Boys. Chappelle Show. 30 Rock. 26 of 50. Important Things with Demetri Martin. That 70s Show. 28 of 51.
Okay, yeah, we're going to That 70s Show.
In That 70s Show. Season 1. 2. Eric's Birthday. Button. 3. Streaking. Button.
And we can go down through our
three,
list of shows
streaking.
Here.
4. Battle of the Sexists. Button. 5. Eric's Burger Job. Button.
If we go into one of these.
Play. Button. 5. Eric's Burger Job. That 70s Show. Season 1. TV 14. Donna's Parents Are Away. Will She and Eric Play? 23 minutes. HD content.
Get a
Dolby
description.
Digital. 4 stars.
All of that. If I arrow down. Let's see here.
In More Like This. Married with Children. 6 of 8.
And I can get to a section here that shows me more things like this that I can pick through if I want to see something else.
Skins. UK. 5 of 8. Moving McAllister. 4 of 8. Lightning Bug. 3 of 8. Reefer Madness. 2 of 8. Dirt Merchant. 1 of 8. Dirt Merchant. 1 of 8.
And
play. Button.
I can arrow back up.
5.
Can,
Eric's Burger Job.
I can select
That
70 this.
Show. Season
it.
1.
And there it starts playing. And again, we can fast forward and rewind and pause and play through these. Oops, come on. Yeah, live demonstrations go. Oops, come on. I did something wrong there.
Oops. Play button.
Oops, there it is. Okay.
Oop. 5. Eric's Burger Job. In more like this. Married with Chip. Play button. In that 70s show.
Okay.
Season 1.
Pick up here. 5. And I can get
Eric's
back to
Burger
the
Job.
List.
Button. 6.
You can select
button.
Another.
7.
If you
that disco
go
episode.
Back.
In TV shows. Netflix. TV comedies. That 70s show. 28 of 51.
If you want to look in another section.
In TV, sci-fi and fantasy. Firefly. The complete series. 7 of 51.
Into sci-fi here, and you've got various things you can left and right through. Let's say we want to search for something.
Suggestions for you. Button. Recently watched. Genres. Button. TV shows. Button. New arrivals. Button. Instant queue. Search. Button. Insert.
This.
Search for. Full keyboard. A. Button. Alpha.
I'll try something here. It's fairly
press play pause button to change keyboards.
One word here.
25 G button H I button A O button P Q R button 20 items found X button W U button V button W button air 1 I Q button.
Oh, I think it's already found something. As I'm typing it in, you can hear that it says how many it found.
R button X 4 0 button clear Airwolf 1984 button.
And if you go all the way down to the bottom and right arrow, you'll get into the list that what it found, and it did find it. Airwolf. Let's go in here.
In Airwolf, season 1. 5. Proof through the night. Button.
And these kind of
5.
Remember
proof
where
through
I've,
the night. Airwolf.
Where I've
season
left
1.
Off.
6. One Way Express. Button. 7. Echoes from the Past. Button.
And you can go in here.
Play. Button.
It's that easy.
7. Echoes from the Past. Airwolf. Season 1. TVPG. Months after a helicopter crash, Hawk awakens from a coma to learn that Dom and Archangel died while searching for Hawk's brother.
And it's just that easy to, find something and play it.
Both engines, both at once, so, now!
You know where Airwolf is. Got to tell me. We're talking about Hawk's life.
This remote. I don't know if I'm just too far away or the batteries are running low.
Play button. 7. Echoes from the Past. Airwolf. Season 1.
But this is easier
months
in a lot of ways
crash.
Than it is on
Hawk
the iOS
from a coma
devices.
To learn that Dom and Archangel died while searching
there
for Hawk's brother.
Out there
he was missing in action. But things aren't quite what they seem in this strange hospital. 49 minutes.
Stop.
In Airwolf.
Stop.
In search. Full keyboard. In main menu. Internet. Netflix. Button. 1 of 8.
Hang on. But you can do Netflix on the iPhone and the iPad and the iPod Touch. And people have shown that it does work. I've had all kinds of troubles with it, but you can search. You can go through the genres and stuff. But it is much, much easier here on Apple TV. As you just saw, it's pretty simple. And you get descriptions and everything, so it makes it really nice. Let me go through here a little more.
In computers. Turn on home sharing. Button. 1 of 1. In internet. Netflix. Button. In computers. Turn on home sharing.
You can
button.
Turn
on one
home sharing, which allows the Apple
home sharing
TV
lets you stream
to
your
show,
movies,
to
TV shows,
share.
Music. And more from iTunes libraries in your home.
The iTunes library from your other computers hooked up in your network. So you could send music and stuff from a computer to the Apple TV or pictures or videos or anything. You could watch them on the TV instead of on the computer.
In settings. General. Button 1 of 6.
And then we have settings here where you can do various things to the Apple TV.
Screensaver. Button 2 of 6. Audio and video. Button 3. AirPlay. button, 4 of 6. Computers, button, 5. Sleep now, button, 6 of, sleep now, button, 6
yeah,
of 6.
We got all kinds of things
computer,
here we can do.
AirPlay, audio and video. Screensaver, button. General, button, 1 of 6. About, button, 1 of 14. Name, Apple TV, button. Network, button, 3 of 14. iTunes Store, button, 4 of 14. Parental controls, button, 5 of 14.
Yeah, parental controls. So if you got kids and you don't want them watching content not for them, you can block them out.
Remotes, button, 6 of 14.
You can also use your iPod Touch and iPhone and iPad. There's a remote app you can get for them that will allow you to control the Apple TV as well. In ways it's probably easier to use than the remote that comes with it, but I'm sitting here using it, so you see it can definitely be done.
Update software, button, 7 of 14.
Do your updates through here.
In your Apple TV is up to date. Okay, button.
Yeah, it tells me it's up to date.
Update software, button, 7 of 14.
So, there you go. It's a nice little gadget. VoiceOver does a very, very good job through it, throughout the whole TV. Fully accessible to a blind user. So if you're wanting to do something like Netflix and you're disappointed, you know, with, say, how it does on the PC or on the website or on the iOS devices, you know, here's clearly another way to do it that's fully accessible. And it's my favorite way to use the Apple TV, actually, is through to do the Netflix here. So there you go. Let's check Twitter again. And we've been on for about 47 minutes now. And Missy says she can't believe I played that song on YouTube. Oh, Chris wants to know if Netflix is usable by screen readers. That's debatable. It kind of works okay in Windows 7 in Media Center. When you're doing it through the internet section, you can do Netflix in there as well. I've kind of sort of got it working. Others, I guess, have had more success than I have at it. I don't think it's nearly as good, though, on anything besides Apple TV, but that's just my opinion. Okay, Lisa Salinger says she got to listen a little bit, and she'll pick it up on the archive. All right, well, let's check email real quick. Yeah. Okay, I got one here from Missy. Let's see. Okay, Missy's just saying she's tuned in. Okay, and that's all we have on email. All right, let's switch gears here and let's see if I can do this. Be careful. I'm going to switch the line in. And we could have some serious noise. So if you got headphones on, pull them back now. If you get your volume way up, pull it back now. I'm going to unplug this line. Okay, and that wasn't too bad. I didn't hear anything terrible. We're going to hook the iPod up here next. And got to switch line sources here. So give me a sec. Okay, got this over to here. Okay, just another second, please. We're doing this the hard way. Okay, watch out. Getting ready to plug into the line in now. Okay. And we got that. I just didn't want to blow anybody's ears out if we got all kinds of interference, and I hope we didn't. All right, let me turn on Mr. iPod.
249. Slide to unlock. Exercise info.
All right. Let's see if we can get some volume.
Page 7 of 7. Exercise info. Foursquare. X size info.
There we go. Okay. That wasn't too bad. And anybody that's interested today, I'm using the Sennheiser headset here, hooked up to the XP box. Most of these live casts, I've been using the Plantronics, the old Plantronics, but remember, I did get a Sennheiser headset. This is my $140 headset with the microphone, and it's been working out real well for me. I do all my radio shows on the Worldwide Legend and ACB Radio Interactive on Friday evenings with it, and it's working out real well. So hope it's sounding good to everybody. I know Tune had said earlier that it sounded good. Okay.
Foursquare.
Let's see, what would we like to demonstrate? I wish I had some money on me. I don't have any money in my wallet. I wanted, because I'd like to demonstrate Looktel, but unfortunately, I don't.
X-Size Info.
Here's a nice little app I got the other day. It's called X-Sys Info. If I go into it.
X-Size Info. Tech specs. Usage. Back button. Usage. Heading.
What this does.
Settings. BTN. Button.
Is it gives you all kinds of information about your iOS device.
Battery. Estimated work time. Memory. Free, 106.0 megabytes. Free, 105.9 megabytes.
One of the nice things.
Free, 106. Inactive, 13.3 meg. Inactive, 13. Free.
Let's get up out of here.
Memory.
One of the nice things it does, you can go into settings and we can tell it to clear out the memory as best it can to maximize amounts of memory that you have free to use on the device. Sometimes it gets really, really low. I've had it down to 3 or 4 meg free, and
estimated work time.
You can get that to clean it out. One of the things, if you're looking for this, it is if you do a search, it's XSYSINFO, I do believe, and I think it's free.
Battery settings. BTN button.
One of the things that Apple Viz told us to do is go into settings on this.
Settings, usage, back button, settings, heading, memory. Clean memory at launch. This option can be switched in settings app also.
And you want to tell it to clean memory at launch. The button to do it on the fly isn't accessible to VoiceOver. So if you turn that on in here, every time you launch the app, it will clean your memory out. And I like it. It's a very handy application. It'll give you battery status and tell you how long it estimates you can play various things like music or videos, things like that. It'll tell you how many processes you've got running, how much memory is free, how much disk space on the unit is free, or, you know, it's not real disk space, but yeah, it's how it tells you. It gives you technical specifications for different devices, so it's a nice little app.
Home.
Back
up. X size info. Page 7 of 7. X size info. Foursquare.
Yeah, here's our friend Foursquare. I know there's so many people out there that just totally hate Foursquare. I like Foursquare to an extent. You know, it's nice sometimes to check in just to let people know what you're doing. I'm not one of these people that does it all the time, but this is kind of neat. I'm going to go in here, but I'm able to use this on my iPod Touch 4 when I have a Wi-Fi connection.
Foursquare, logo, button.
And,
selected, nearby, button. Worldwide, button. Map button, blue, button.
And most of this is very easy to use. There are very few buttons that aren't labeled correctly.
Button. Rick Harmon. Last seen, Dairy Queen.
And, Missy, you'll probably be, wanting a chocoholic blizzard right now when she hears Dairy Queen announced.
1 day ago. Plus. Yesterday. User, Rick H. Button. User, Rick H. Button. Venue, Dairy Queen. Button. Button. Friends in other cities. User, Margot D. Button. User, Margot D.
It'll show
button.
You how easy this is to use to check in somewhere.
Venue, City of Orlando. Button.
And these are where some of my friends have been. Margot Downey's in Orlando at the NFB conference, which is going on this week.
Button. User, Angelina C. User, Angelina C. Venue, 3B Ice Cream. Button.
Hey, there's somebody else that's been at an ice cream place, so it must be pretty popular.
Button. 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 Selected. Friends. Button.
Yeah, we got a lot of buttons down there that aren't labeled. That's not nice, Foursquare. I thought you guys were fixing all of this.
Explore. Button. Button. To-do list. Button. Rig. Button. Check-in. Button.
Okay. Let's click the check-in button here.
Nearby places. Cancel. Button.
And
nearby places. Heading. Search. Search field. Dairy Queen. 383 feet.
And see, Dairy Queen, you know, I was telling people on Twitter that we were talking about how close our Dairy Queens were to us. My Dairy Queen is literally right next door to me. It's only, it says 383 feet away. It's something like closer to 350, I think. And so it makes it real easy to check in there.
77S, 77S, 0.1 miles. Resuel Kent Middle School, 1445 Hamill Street, yep. 0.2 got a, miles.
Got a middle school that's just down the street from me.
Doctor, Perco Dentist, 331 feet.
Yeah, there's a dentist that's right next to Dairy Queen. Good place for it. You know, you get a sundae and get a cavity, go right over to the dentist and get it fixed.
Mike's Stop and Shop, 713 East Wilbeth Road, 0.1 miles. Casa di Sergio, Neptune Ave. Toilet, 0.2 miles.
Ah, the toilet. I can't believe this. I don't know why somebody did that, but I just had to check in there. It says the toilet.
Casa di Sergio, Neptune Ave, 0.4 miles.
And let's just go check in somewhere. And since I'm right on top of Dairy Queen.
Toilet, Casa, Mike's, Doctor, 77, PNC Bank, Dairy Queen, search, Dairy Queen, 330.
We'll check in there. I'll go
places,
in there.
Back button. Logo, button. Dairy Queen. Check in here. Button. Check in. Back. Back button. Check in. Heading. Name. Address. Shout. Text field.
Yeah, and I could type in a message here if I wanted. Like, hey, Chuckaholic Blizzard time.
Photo button. Button.
I can take a picture. And so I can show that I'm there. So friends, I guess, can see that.
Sharing. Share with friends. Share on Facebook. Share on Twitter. Yes.
And I can tell this whether I want to share this check-in on Twitter or Facebook.
Check-in. Button.
And then I can check in.
Check-in. Dimmed.
And
done. Button. Logo. Button. Okay. We've got you at Dairy Queen. You've okay. been here 7 times. Mayor, you are now 3 days away from becoming the mayor. 3.
Yeah, I'm always 3 days away from becoming the mayor.
Points. Nice check-in. You earned plus one every check-in.
Oops.
Mayor, you are now 3 days away from becoming the mayor.
And if you're following me on Twitter, then you'll see the tweet here. Yep. And there's my tweet. It says I'm Foursquare. I'm at DairyQueen.com. And it gives me my address there, 1411 Rowe Street, which is the block over. So there you go. If you're wondering how Foursquare works and how accessible it is on the iOS devices, you can see it's very accessible, very easy to use.
Right, Foursquare.
Let's see what else we could. I'm wondering if I could.
Heytel.
I don't have Heytel totally set up. Heytel is like a walkie-talkie app that you can set up to talk to your friends.
Track this.
Track this is really cool. You can put a UPS or a FedEx tracking number in this, and it will give you notifications on the fly of your package progress, and that comes in real handy sometimes here.
Voice brief. VizWiz.
Yeah, VizWiz. I wonder if I could pull this off. I'm going to try it. VizWiz is a really, really cool app. If you have an iPod Touch 4 or an iPhone or an iPad 2, a device, you know, with a camera. This allows me to take a picture of something and then get it identified. I'm going to try this. Down here, I have my light levels real low down here, and the iPod Touch 4 doesn't have a flash.
Voice brief. VizWiz.
But I'm going to try this.
Alert. Welcome to VizWiz. Please be aware that we cannot guarantee. VizWiz. Welcome to VizWiz.
Yeah, and it just says, please be aware we can't guarantee.
Please be aware. Agree. Button. Take a photo.
Okay, let's see here if I can...
Camera. Button. Camera.
Oops.
Record a question.
Oh, crap, I didn't do that. I'm sorry. Let me back out of that.
Back. Button. Take... Camera. Button.
Okay, I'm gonna try this. I don't know if
camera,
I...
Camera. Button.
If I get enough light or not. I didn't click the camera button, damn it. Oh, hang on. Let me go back again.
Back. But record a question. Back. Button. Record a question. Back. Button. Take a photo. Camera. Button.
This gets a little hard. Okay.
Camera. Button.
Okay. I got a bottle of pop here in front of me. I'm going to try and take a picture of it.
Camera. Record a question.
Okay. Now we're going to record a question.
Back. Button. Record. Button.
What?
Select sources and send.
Oh, let me back. Jeez.
Web workers. Switch button. Select sources. Web workers. Select web work. IQ. Email. Twitter. Back. Send. But back. Button. Record a question. Back. Button. Record a question. Back. Button. Record a question.
Okay. Double tap.
Record a question.
What type of pop is this?
Record a question. Back. Button. Record. Button.
Oh, there's the record button. What type of pop is this?
Select sources and send. Web workers. Switch button. On.
Okay, that means that's on. That's web workers. These are volunteers.
IQ engines. Switch button. On.
We can have this search just through internet sources, see if it can identify it. This should be interesting. I don't know if this will work or not.
Email. Select an email. Twitter. Switch button. Off.
You can do it to Twitter. You can send an email to somebody maybe you know and tell, hey, what is this?
Back. Button. Send. Button.
Okay, we're going to send this.
Please wait while your question is sent.
And this may not work down here because we don't have... I've got a light shining on me, but I don't know.
View answers. Back. Button. View answers.
View answers.
Back. Button. In progress.
And we'll see if we get anything. I don't know that this will work down here. But this does work much, much better. Ooh.
Back. Button. In progress. Back. View answers.
Okay, this does work much, much better on the
iPhone. New answers available.
Oh, new answers available.
I can't tell. Move the camera further back, web worker.
See? And she says, I can't tell. Move the camera back further.
Back. Button.
So, there you go. But, I mean, I just wanted to show you that it was possible, you know, if you do it right. And I don't want to waste the web worker's time, so we'll get out of this.
Home. VizWiz.
But that could come in really, really handy because you can use it around the home. I know people that use it in their kitchen to cook with and things like that, you know, to identify different things. I know Daryl's used it before on a lot of things, identifying temperatures and stuff. He used it at a laundromat one day to see how much time was left on a digital dryer. And so on and so on. All right, let me stop here for a second, see if we got any questions.
Ha, 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 ha.
Missy says I'm not being nice. William Hubbs is listening. Thanks. Yeah, having a good day here. Hope you are too. Okay, I don't have any specific questions. Let's see if we want to get anything else here we can demonstrate.
Voice brief. VizWiz. Page 6 of 7. Waterfall. Page 6 of 7. Voxy.
Voxy's nice if you want a nice, easy-to-use digital recorder. Go in here.
Voxy, all recordings, 3, Express 3, July 4th, 2011, 10:48 p.m., 33.2 megabytes, 26, selected, recordings, button, Express, button.
Okay, we're going to Express button here.
Selected, Express.
Okay, let's say I want to make a recording. This is real easy, I just shake. Okay, and we are now recording. This is a test of Voxy, the very accessible and very easy to use voice recorder for the iOS devices. If I shake it again, it stops.
Button.
Okay.
Recordings. Button.
Go to recordings.
Selected. Recordings. Express. Button. Settings, button, select, friends, but recorder, Voxy Sync trademark sign, new, but, 0%, 0, Express 3, July 4th, 2, more info, Express 4, July 7th, 2011, 3:06 p.m., 362.4 kb,
and
0, 15.
Okay,
selected, Express 4,
recording.
July 7th, 2011, 3:06 p.m., 362.4 kb, 0, 15.
And very easy to use voice recorder for the iOS devices. And it's playing back.
Shake it again.
And it stopped. The real cool thing about this is you don't have to use iTunes to get this stuff off of here.
Selected. Recordings. But friends. But recorder. Button. Voxy Sync trademark sign. Button.
If I go into this Voxy Sync.
Recorder. Button. Voxy new button 0, 100% 0, 16. Voxy Sync enables you to transfer files directly from your iPhone to your computer.
And this is really nice because now this is in a mode where all I got to do is go over to my computer, type in an address on my internet, and the page will come up, and it will give me access to these recordings. All I have to do is click on one, tell it I want to download it, goes right into the computer. It brings it up in Apple's format, but if you're using Winamp or Goldwave, VLC, things like that, it will play it, and you can easily convert it to Wave, MP3, or whatever you want. And I've found it to be a very nice and very good quality recorder to use. I do minutes recordings at the Akron Blind Center. I'm secretary there. I record. I use this to record with. Same thing for my local ACB chapter. I'm the secretary there, and I'll be using this there as well to record the meetings, so I can transcribe them into text. This also has abilities to do that. I haven't tried it. It's a pay service, I believe, and I haven't tried that aspect of it. But might be something interesting if you're looking for an application that you can use for transcriptions.
Home. Voxy. Clear record. Color ID.
Color ID. We'll try color ID, but color ID doesn't always work real good.
Kumera.
Color ID. Viewfinder.
Wax flower. Tamarind.
And I'm pointing this at my hand.
Lotus. Cocoa bean. Rhino. Eggplant.
Eggplant.
Voodoo.
Voodoo.
Fuscus gray.
I don't have very good light.
Bazaar. Mobster. Pigeon post.
No, I just don't understand these
comet.
I just, you know.
Falcon.
I'm pointing at my face.
Cannon pink. Lavender purple.
Yeah.
Cameo.
Home.
I can't say I'm very impressed with that app. I wish there was something better out there for color identification. If you got enough light, it does work okay sometimes.
Money reader.
And I wish I had some money here. But I'll show you how simple this is. I just wish I had. All you do is click on it. And it'll come up.
Money reader.
Now, if I had a bill, you know, a dollar bill, $5 bill, $2 bill, $10 bill, $20, $50, or $100, all I do is point it towards the rear-facing camera. And, I mean, within a second, it says what it is. I had it down at the blind center last week, and I was really fascinating people because they were just, you know, putting different bills near the camera, and it just automatically told them what it was. Somebody put a $100 bill there, and it said $100 bill. I mean, just like that. And it was amazing. And this thing is faster than the iBill money identifier. That's $99. This costs $1.99. Of course, that's not a fair comparison. I mean, it costs you like $200 and up to buy, you know, an iOS device. You know, like the iPod Touch here, the 32 gig I've got costs like $275. So it's really not necessarily a fair comparison. But it just shows you some of the things that
money reader
that you're able to do with these devices. And it just fascinates me. You know,
music.
If you have an iPhone, you know, you have GPS apps and stuff that are accessible, and just, you know, all kinds of great stuff.
Page 6 of Voxy. Clear record. Color ID. Say text. Color ID.
Say text doesn't work very good on the iPod Touch 4 due to the camera limitations. But that allows you to take a picture of a document and have it read to you.
Omobi. Zany Touch. Omobi. Money Reader.
Omobi is another object identifier.
Color ID. Say text.
Okay, so... All right, those are just some of the things that I kind of wanted to demonstrate here on the iPod Touch, if there's some people out there listening that maybe are wondering, hey, can I use this or not? You know, yeah, it's very easy to use. Got to get used to the gestures and stuff, but once you do that, very easy to use, and there's just thousands and thousands of apps out there that we can get and do things with. All right, let's check good old Quitter here again. Hey, we still got 8 listeners. Great, 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 great. Yeah, we've been on for over an hour now, so really running long here. I appreciate that. Okay, nothing in email. Nothing on Quitter. All right. Well, let's see what we might be able to do next here. Okay, be careful. I'm going to pull the line and plug out again. Okay, it's out now.
Screen locked.
Okay, let's see what else we can hook up here. Like I said, this show is just kind of an impromptu show. And we're just demonstrating various things here. It's not meant to be a really polished professional show. The live casts generally aren't. We just like to show things off and interact with the audience and all of that good stuff. All right, I'm getting the Mac Mini out here. Hang on, I'm plugging... I'm going to plug the line in again, so... I hear a little bit of noise. Okay, it is in. And I'm opening up the lid.
App
store.app.
There we go. And there's Alex.
Address book.app.
Yeah, we're in the MacBook Pro now. And I'm still learning the MacBook Pro.
Menu bar, Apple, time machine. The 3:15 p.m. clock. Battery menu, 63% remaining. 5:17 remaining.
We got 5 hours and 17 minutes estimated remaining, 63% battery.
System sound volume. Battery menu, 63% remaining.
Turn that up a little.
System sound volume.
Maybe down a little.
Battery menu, 63% remaining.
There we go. All right, so we're up and running here. Let's see. Trying to think of what we might be able to do here.
Finder, window, applications, browser, one item selected. Address, book.app.
Let's see here.
List one item selected. Applications. Select Macintosh HD. List one item selected. Macintosh HD. List one item select. Library. System. User guides and information. Users. List one item selected. Rick Harmon. List one item selected. Desktop. Documents. List one item selected. About. Stacks.pdf. About. Stacks.pdf. List one item selected. Rick. List one item selected. Documents. Downloads. List one item selected. Mac apps. List one item selected. ADM underline 1.4.1 dot DMG. ADM underline 1.4.1 dot DMG.
Install Fusion.
Amadeus Pro English dot DMG. App delete 3. App delete dot DMG. Flip 4 Mac WMV 2.3.6.5. Growl 1. Handbrake. Is add underline in dot app dot zip. Move addict. Preferences dot app dot zip. Move addict dot DMG.
Let me slow this down a little bit too.
Rate 50%, 45%, 40%, 35%, 40%, 45%.
It's not too bad, I don't think.
NAMBU.app.zip, nicecast.app, preference clean, Skype underline, soundflower 1. Switch.dmg, syrinx.app, temperature monitor, the, unarchive, VLC 1.1.3, VLC 1. VMware, order confirmation for order, VMware Fusion 2.1.0.5, light.dmg.
Let's just try the light one here, because I don't want to have to try and type in my licensing information here on the air. But I did just want to play with this a little bit and see how hard it was to put Fusion on here. And Fusion is the VMware product. It allows you to run Windows 7 and Windows XP and Windows Vista on the Apple products.
Open.
Let's see here.
System has new window VMware Fusion image browser. Image browser. Vertical splitter. Image browser. Image vertical 14.3% resize icon. Vertical splitter. Image browser. Image browser. Install VMware Fusion.app.
Okay, there's that app. Okay, let's let's try this.
Open. Installer. Dialog. Alert. This package will run a program to determine if the software can be installed.
Okay.
To keep your computer secure, you should only run programs or install software from a trusted source. If you're not sure about the software source, click Cancel to stop the program and the installation. Cancel. Continue. Press Window. Interact with. Alert. VMware Fusion can't be installed on this computer. A system reboot is required before installing VMware Fusion.
Okay.
A system reboot is required before install. VMware Fusion can't be installed on this computer.
Can't be installed. A system reboot is required.
A system reboot. Close. Close.
All right.
Press Finder, Window, VMware Fusion, Menu Bar, Apple, Apple, Software, App Store, System, Dock, Recent, Force Quit, Sleep, Restart, Ellipsis.
Okay.
Restart Installer, Dialog, Alert. This package will run a program to determine if the software can be installed. To keep your computer secure, cancel. Press Finder, Window, VMware Fusion. Install VMware Fusion.app. Menu bar, Apple, App Store, System, Dock, Recent, Force Quit, Sleep, Restart, Ellipsis. Restart. Authentication. System dialog. Are you sure you want to shut down your computer now? Restart.
Okay. This shouldn't take but about 30 seconds. And there was the Apple startup sound. I don't know if you can hear that through the mic or not. All right, let's check Quitter again here. No questions, no comments. Okie dokie. Okay, I'm waiting for this to come back up, and we'll see what we can do here. And if anybody has some questions...
VoiceOver on. Oops. Finder, Window, Mac Apps, Browser, one item selected. Mac Apps.
If anybody has a question or anything, you know, you can definitely ask me here on Twitter, at RicksterTheGeek, and, or through email at rharmon at blind-geek-zone.net, and I'll try to answer it, even if it's something that we're not talking about here right now. Be happy to try to answer it. That's kind of what we're here for, to interact with everybody and have a good time. Okay, we're back up.
About one of two selected. Browser one item selected. Mac apps. ADM Amadeus. Soundflower. Temperature mod. The Unarchiver. VLC one. VL. VMware. 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 Order confirmation for order. VMware Fusion 2.1.0.5 Lite.dmg.
Okay, let's try this again. Open it.
Open. Window. VMware Fusion. Image browser. Image browser. Interact. Install VMware Fusion.app.
Okay, open that.
Open. Installer. Dialog. Alert. This package will run a program to determine if the software can be installed. To keep your computer secure. Cancel. Continue.
Continue.
Press. Window. Install VMware Fusion. Welcome to the VMware Fusion installer. Image. Introduction. Text. Image. License. Image. Virtual disk support. Image. New line. New line. Destination select. Image. Installation type.
Ooh, interesting.
Image. Destination select. Image. Installation type. Image. Installation. Image. Serial number. Image. Summary. Go back. Continue. Continue.
Okay, dare we continue?
Go back. Continue. English. Image. License. Text. Image. Text. License. Interact with text. Word. License. Character. L.
This is a license. Okay, just a word license.
Stop interacting with text.
So one thing you got to get used to on the Mac is where you interact, where you don't.
Text. Image. Virtual disk support. Image. Destination select.
Okay, when I click on that, nothing happens.
Image. Installation type. Image. Installation. Image. Installation. Image. Installation. Image.
And I'm not even going to pretend for 1 minute I know what I'm doing here. I just thought this would be fun to try and install here today. I haven't done a lot of research on it yet, and it looks like I'm going to have to do just that.
Installation. Image. Serial number. Image. Image. Summary. Print. Save. Go back. Continue. Press Interact with Dialog for Window. Install VMware Fusion. To continue installing the software, you must agree to the terms of the software license agreement. Click Agree to continue or click Disagree to cancel the installation, and click Agree to continue or click Disagree to continue installing. Click Agree. Read License. Click Agree to continue. Read License. Disagree. Agree. Press Read License.
Okay, agree.
Continue. Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk 0S2 free. 299.83 gigabytes free size. 319.73 gigabytes total system. Mac OS 10, 10.6.8 build. 10K540.
Okay, it's showing me my drive.
Button. 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 Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk 0S2 free. 299.83 gigabytes free size. 319. Press. Disk. Macintosh HD device. Button. 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 Dimmed. Button. Button.
I don't like things that just say button.
Button. Dimmed. Button. Button. Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk 0S2 free. Press. Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk 0. Button. Button. Button.
Okie dokie. I don't know what's going on here.
Button. Dimmed. Dimmed. Button. Dimmed. Button. Button. Menu bar. Apple. Installer. File. Installer. Installer. About installer. Services. Hide installer. Hide others. Command. Show all. Quit installer. Command Q. File. Edit. Window. Help. Search.
Okay, I don't see anything useful up in button. The menus.
Button. 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 Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk 0S2 free. 299.83 gigabytes free size. 319.73 gigabytes total system. Mac OS 10. 10.6.8 build. 10K540.
Let's see if anybody's saying anything.
The help tag is Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk 0S2 free. 299.83 gigabytes free size.
Shush. No, not really. Installing apps on the Mac are extremely simple. Most of the time, you don't even install the app. You just simply put it in the applications folder and it's installed. This particular program, the VMware Fusion Installer, actually has an installation process. And so, no, don't let that confuse you and make you think actually installing programs on the Mac are 10 times simpler than they are on Windows. So, you know, don't want to mislead you there and make you think that this is a harder process than it is. I'm not familiar with this installer, and I'm not familiar with what to do with installing Fusion. So don't go by what I'm doing here and make you think you shouldn't do this, or, you know, and it's probably not a good idea of me to try things like this on the fly sometimes.
Disk. Macintosh HD device. Button. 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 Disk. Macintosh HD device. Press. Disk. Macintosh HD. Press. Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk 0S2 free. 290. Disk. Macintosh HD. Disk. Button. 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 Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk 0S2 free. Disk. Macintosh HD. Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk 0S2 free. 299.83 gigabytes free size. 319.73 gigabytes total system. Mac OS 10. Open. Open. Desktop. Documents. Downloads. Library.
You know, I don't know where.
Downloads. Documents. Desktop.
Where to install this.
Documents. Downloads. Library. Movies. Music. Pictures. Public. Sites. Open. Public.
All right. I'm not going to continue with this because I am not sure what I'm doing and I don't want...
Finder. Finder. Window. Installer. Installer. Dialog. Open. Open. Sites. Public. Pictures.
I think this wants me to...
Window. Install VMware Fusion. Disk. Macintosh HD device. Disk 0S2 free. 299.83 gigabytes free size. 319.73 gigabytes total system. Mac OS 10. 10.
I want to install this, but I'm not sure where the proper place to install this is. So, all right. All right. Well, I think what I'm going to do here is I'm going to do some more research. I know a couple people wanted me to install Fusion, but I'm just not sure exactly what I'm doing here, and I don't want to screw something up, and I don't want to confuse people and make you think it's harder than it really is either, you know, because that's not fair. You know, that would be a disservice that if, you know, if I made you think something was harder than it really is, and in that way you thought, okay, well, I can't use a Mac. Hey, don't look at what I'm doing here to make that decision, because I am still learning the Mac. And okay, unless anybody has some suggestions as to what they'd like to do, I'm not getting. Well, no, Missy, don't, like I said, don't look at what I'm doing and thinking you can't do it, because, you know, people do put this on their machines, you know, blind people are using this, so don't look at what I'm doing and say, oh, I shouldn't have done this after all. Please, nobody do that, you know. Like I said, I just brought this up on the fly and just thought I'd try to mess with it. Okay, but we've went about an hour and a half here, and I really don't want to go on a whole lot longer unless anybody out there has something that they would like me to do. I was thinking about demonstrating IE9 here today, but since we've went on so long, I think I'm not going to unless somebody really, really wants me to. Go check email here real quick. Nothing there either. All right, let me tell you some of the things that are going to happen here on BGZ Radio. Starting later tonight, we'll be running coverage of the final space shuttle mission, Atlantis, STS-135. BGZ Radio has been doing NASA TV audio coverage for the last several flights. We will continue to do that here with the last shuttle flight. Coverage should start sometime around midnight tonight. The stream will basically run here, same address that you're on now. And if you're not listening, you've got this archived. It's http://... Listen, LISTEN, dot UltraHosts, or no, UltraStreams, UltraStreams, dot US:8002. Again, that's http://, listen, dot UltraStreams, dot US:8002. The stream will be up, like I said, 24 hours a day throughout the entire mission. You can tune in here and listen to audio coverage of the mission. You can listen to the astronauts. You can listen to the launch. You can listen to all the activities that go on while they're on orbit and the landing. I believe the flight is 12 or 13 days long. Supposed to happen tomorrow morning, 11:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Currently, weather's not looking all that great. So, if it doesn't happen, you know, listen and see what they say. It may be Sunday, but we'll be back and we'll keep streaming. So, if that's something you'd like to listen to, I encourage you to tune it in. It's usually some pretty interesting stuff, and it'll be up for about the next 2 weeks. Then we'll come back after that, and maybe I'll have Fusion figured out by then, and we can do that demonstration. If you'd like to request things that you would like me to do, R. Harmon, R-H-A-R-O-M, yeah, R-H-A-R-M-O-N at blind-geek-zone.net. That's R. Harmon at blind-geek-zone.net. Send me an email there or catch me on Twitter at RicksterTheGeek. Let me know what you'd like to do for next time. And hopefully we can do another one of these sometime in late July. I apologize again for not having anything lately on the website or any new podcasts. So, you know, if you want to help me out, I would certainly appreciate that. Suggestions are always welcome. Okay, thank you, everybody that listened today. These are always fun to do, and some people may say they're not well organized, but, you know, that's what a live cast is for. We like to do things on the fly, you know, try to participate with the audience. It's kind of different than when I'm making a recording for the website itself, where, you know, we're not interacting with you. You know, I can do retakes, I can re-record and things like that and make it look more polished. Here you get to see things as they actually happen. And sometimes things just don't happen as I plan them to. So there you go. But I appreciate everybody that listened. This will be archived up on the website if you want it. It should be up in the audio section here today or tomorrow as soon as I get it up there. And again, thank you for everybody that participated today. Thank you for listening. Hope you'll join me Friday evenings, 5 p.m. Eastern, Rocking with the Rickster on ACB Radio Interactive. That's interactive.acbradio.org. Or on the Worldwide Legend, www.legend-oldies.com. I do a radio show there Friday nights from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Play lots of rock and pop and do requests and all kinds of stuff like that. So if you like something different than just these kind of tech things, want to hear some good music, make a request and have a good time, join me there. I'm there every week. So, all right, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you again, everybody, and hopefully, like I said, we'll be able to do another one of these after the STS-135 mission coverage is over, which, like I said, will be here on BGZ Radio 24-7 throughout the mission, so hope you'll tune into that. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you later.